Texas vineyards report high-quality wine grapes. Texas border business, Texas A&M AgriLife. Texas wine grape growers are reporting high-quality fruit this season despite scattered weather-related challenges and ongoing uncertainty in wine markets, according to a Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service specialist. Justin Shiner, Ph.D., Associate Professor and AgriLife Extension Statewide Viticulture Specialist in the Texas A&M Department of Horticultural Sciences, Bryan College Station, said harvest is still underway in parts of West Texas and the High Plains, while Gulf Coast, North Texas and Hill Country vineyards have mostly wrapped up picking. Overall, yields have been average while quality has been very good to excellent where growers manage disease pressure. This has been a relatively mild summer by Texas standards, which was really good for fruit quality, Shiner said. There were some fungal disease issues early because of heavy spring and summer rains, but vineyards that were able to keep those in check have harvested excellent fruit. Weather, disease influence yields and quality. Unlike recent years, Texas vineyards avoided widespread catastrophic events like late spring freezes or major hailstorms, though localized hail and flooding still caused damage in some areas. Rains created challenges across multiple regions, particularly with fungal diseases that threatened production and vine health in the Gulf Coast, Hill Country, and North Texas vineyards. Hill Country growers also dealt with localized flooding. However, once conditions dried out heading into ripening, vineyards that maintained control of diseases produced high-quality grapes, Shiner said. Blanc du Bois, Black Spanish and newer Pierce's disease-resistant varieties like Caminer Noir performed well, he said. Yields were moderate, but the quality has been excellent. Vineyards in the Texas High Plains, which account for most of the state's wine grape acreage, will continue harvesting into October. So far, Shiner said reports from the region also indicate high-quality fruit. Wine grape demand dips. Despite the high-quality crop, Shiner said some vineyards continue struggling to find buyers. National wine sales have slowed in recent years, and that trend has impacted Texas wineries and growers. The largest wineries in Texas buy most of their fruit, but they don't grow much of it themselves, Shiner said. Meanwhile, the largest growers often don't have wine labels. So, when demand slows, it creates challenges linking vineyards and wineries. Growth has slowed in the Texas wine industry, but it continues to add acreage and wineries, he said. Texas added around 50 new wine permits annually over the last decade, but that number has slowed to around 20 this past year. Vineyard acreage surpassed 14,000 acres this year, compared to 11,000 in 2022. We're still seeing growth, but it has definitely slowed compared to the last several years, he said. Growth in regions, new varieties. Texas remains one of the most diverse grape-growing states in the U.S., with vineyards stretching from the Gulf Coast to the High Plains and into North and East Texas. The Hill Country is still home to the highest number of wineries, led by Gillespie County with more than 100 active permits. Most vineyard acreage growth continues to be concentrated in the High Plains, but Shiner said North Texas has seen significant growth in vineyards and wineries. Shiner said adoption of newer Pierce's disease-tolerant varieties has expanded opportunity in areas that receive more annual rainfall like North and East Texas. The new Pierce's disease-resistant varieties are now planted in more than 20 Texas counties. Shiner said AgriLife Extension, along with industry partners, continues to research how these varieties perform under Texas conditions, including vineyard growth habits, fruit characteristics and winemaking potential. These are still relatively new, but we're starting to see the first wines produced from them, Shiner said. They represent a lot of potential for growers in areas where Pierce's disease has been a limiting factor. Panhandle. Scattered showers occurred in parts of the district, while others continued with dry conditions. Soil moisture was short to adequate. Corn and sorghum silage harvests continued. Wheat was planted in some counties while producers in drier areas waited for moisture. Cotton producers were preparing for harvest aid applications to begin an early cotton harvest. Pasture and rangeland conditions were adequate, while some areas experienced drought conditions. Crop, pasture and rangeland conditions were fair to good. South Plains. Grain harvest was in full swing over the past few weeks. Cotton farmers were planning to end irrigation and prepare to defoliate in the coming weeks, with harvest about a month away. Grazing and cover crop wheat was planted, with recent rains giving it a great start. The black-eyed pea harvest was slow to start. Some areas were finishing up the cucumber harvest. The pumpkin crop continued to be harvested. Hay was being cut, baled, and moved. Livestock and rangeland conditions were good across the district. Rolling plains. Winter wheat planting began in areas that received rainfall the previous week, though progress was expected to slow as soil moisture continued to decline. Farmers were preparing fields and plowing ground, but many were waiting for additional rain before planting more wheat and fall crops. Cotton remained in very good condition and benefited from recent heat. Producers stressed that at least one more timely rain would be needed to finish the boll fill. Producers were choosing to reduce late-season inputs, opting instead to let nature take its course. Hay harvest was ongoing, but dry topsoil and persistent heat limited production. Pastures were also stressed, reducing grazing for livestock. Despite the warm days, livestock condition remained good with cooler nights helping ease stress. Farmers and ranchers agreed that moisture was critical moving forward, but forecasts showed little chance of rain in the near future. North. Topsoil and subsoil were adequate or short across the district. Summer crops were finished, and farmers began preparing fields and making plans to transition into the cooler months. Pastures looked good due to the rainfall throughout the season. Cattle and other livestock were in excellent condition. Fall calving was officially underway. Corn harvest continued, and sorghum harvest was near completion, while soybean fields were awaiting harvest. There were reports of disease in oak trees. Fall armyworm populations were reported. East. No rain was received in the last week. Counties were drying out and needed more rain. Subsoil and topsoil conditions were adequate. Pasture and rangeland conditions were fair to good. Ponds and creeks remained full. Fall gardens were growing well. Producers were preparing to plant winter pastures. Cattle markets dropped slightly, but livestock conditions were fair to good. West Central. Warm and very dry conditions persisted across the district, with fire danger becoming a concern for many. Cooler temperatures arrived, but more rain was needed. Conditions remained decent, with cooler, cloudy mornings and clear days, lower nighttime temperatures, and an occasional sprinkle of rain. Wheat fields were plowed and ready for planting, but in some cases, it was too dry to plant. Topsoil moisture was better than expected in some areas, and several producers began planting wheat. The pecan crop was inconsistent depending on location. Cotton was maturing quickly, and sorghum harvest neared completion. Cotton was in poor shape in some areas due to the lack of moisture. Rangeland and pasture conditions declined due to a lack of moisture. Most forages had matured and gone to seed, and there was still plenty of grazing available for livestock. Livestock were in fair condition, but many producers were feeding hay. Cattle were still in good shape, but pastures were starting to turn brown. The cattle market remained active, with stocker steers selling steadily. Lighter weight stocker steers were $4 to $5 higher per hundredweight, while some were $1 to $2 lower per hundredweight. Stocker heifers were steady to $2 higher. Feeder steers were $2 to $4 lower per hundredweight. Feeder heifers were steady to $4 lower per hundredweight. Packer cows were $2 higher per hundredweight. Prices for bulls, pairs and bred cows were steady. Central. Hot and dry conditions persisted, with some cooler temperatures at night. The wildland fire threat increased daily. Warm season forages showed visible drought stress. Pasture growth slowed significantly, and some producers reported early signs of dormancy in Bermuda grass stands. Weed pressure increased where the forage canopy was thin. Stock tanks were at favorable levels all summer. Hay was still being cut, and plenty of feed should be available this winter. Corn and sorghum harvests were expected to wrap up soon. Cotton bolls were opening and nearing harvest. Several small grain farmers started to prepare fields and seedbeds for planting, and some ranchers were planting winter forage for grazing. Second crop corn silage looked good with little evidence of red stunt disease. Armyworms were present in some locations. Fly pressure remained moderate. Livestock were in good condition. The cattle market softened slightly over the past week. Southeast. Conditions were dry, but soil moisture levels throughout the district were adequate. Producers were cutting hay with reported yields of 2.5 to 3 bales per acre. The lack of recent rainfall allowed for the final cuttings of hay, while some producers expressed the need for additional rain despite fair pasture conditions and forage growth. Rice harvest began, with some areas near completion, while other areas reported significant delays due to muddy conditions. Sorghum was mature, corn harvest was nearly finished, and cotton bolls were approximately 80% opened, signaling harvest was near. Cotton fields were in fair to good condition. Cattle were in good condition, supported by a healthy supply of forage. Pasture and rangeland ratings were good to excellent. Livestock conditions ranged from very poor to excellent. Southwest. Hot and dry conditions persisted, but recent rains improved rangeland conditions. Daytime high temperatures averaged in the mid-90s, with mornings in the mid-60s. Soil moisture levels were declining. Cotton harvest was expected to begin soon, while other row crop harvests were finishing. Pasture and rangeland conditions remained good. Farmers were preparing for fall and winter crops. Winter wheat planting was likely to be delayed until November. Hay production was winding down, and producers were preparing for the fall season. Livestock prices remained steady to strong. The cool morning temperatures provided relief to heat and drought-stressed plants and livestock, however, grazing was still limited due to drought. Rams and bucks were being turned in for breeding season. Livestock and wildlife were in good condition. Supplemental feeding resumed in many locations due to limited available forage. Pecans continued to flesh out, and less desirable nuts were dropped. Walnut caterpillar activity was noted on pecans. Coastal Bend. Dry, hot weather continued with temperatures in the upper 90s and no significant rainfall. Soil moisture was declining, though some areas saw forage growth from the previous week's rain. Cotton harvest was nearly complete with good yields reported, though low commodity prices remained a concern. Some field preparation was underway for winter pastures. Rangeland and pasture conditions were mixed. There was some improvement where rain had fallen, but an overall decline with continued dryness. Supplemental hay feeding began in dry areas, and livestock water levels were becoming a concern. Livestock remained in good condition, with calves hitting the ground and doing well. Cattle prices remained strong, helping offset higher input costs. South. Conditions the past week included seasonal and above-average temperatures, with some light to moderate rainfall and rain in the forecast. Topsoil and subsoil conditions remained very short in some areas. Falcon Lake levels remained extremely low. Cotton bolls opened, and harvest was underway. Bermuda grass hayfields were cut and baled. Vegetable growers continued to harvest okra and squash, and soil was being prepped for strawberries. The fall corn crop was progressing well, especially in areas where moisture was received. Citrus fruit continued to mature as producers monitored for potential pest and disease issues. A few late-planted sesame fields remained. Grain sorghum and corn yields were below average. Peanut crops continued to mature under irrigation, and digging was scheduled to begin in the coming weeks. Vegetable farmers were planting cabbage, parsley, and leafy greens, and preparing for carrots and onions. High temperatures impacted pasture and rangeland conditions, but conditions improved in areas that received rain. Rain was needed for fall forage planting and a possible final cutting of hay. Ranchers were culling cattle herds and selling calves at lighter weights, but prices remained high. Producers supplemented feed to help maintain animal health and performance. Local feed stores reported increased supplemental feed sales. Deer producers were supplementing with protein, corn, and cottonseed. The hunting season began, with a strong presence of both white wing and mourning doves reported in some areas. Turkeys and quail were notably abundant. Information source: Texas A&M AgriLife. First name email.